Fantastic. I'm in a large building. You know, I've already forgotten what it's called.
53 degrees?
I remember it. Big 5-3 in a little circle on the outside of the building. Looks like a huge crushed baked bean tin without the label on it.
Yeah.
Very unusual. A nightclub, believe it or not, but also a place for gigs and conversations like we're just about to have.
Yeah.
At Open 09. Philip Trippenbach.
That's me.
Where's your name from?
The name is Austrian, but the family is Polish, and I grew up in Canada, hence the accent.
And on Twitter?
And on Twitter, I am at Trippenbach.
Which is spelled TRIPPENBACH. And we met through a hashtag. I was following the Open 09 hashtag this morning, and I saw somebody complaining about either being tired or the wet. You were on a train, weren't you?
It was very early, and I was slogging out of London in probably the most miserable November morning since November started this year.
So what's your normal job, and what brings you here?
I'm a journalist. I'm a freelance at the moment. I do interactive journalism and game design for journalism. So I design video games that teach you about what's going on in the world.
Fantastic. Who are they aimed at?
Everybody. Anybody. I mean, you know, video games aren't just for kids, right? The average video game player in the UK is like 33 now.
Wow.
Yeah. Suddenly I don't feel so old.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you keep on the ball, up to date? Are these games live streaming constantly new data? Or?
Well, you can build games on data, but you can also build games to harvest data. There's some really cool stuff that My Society are doing, like scenicornot.com, mm-hmm. where you rate landscape pictures for scenicness, and that generates a whole bunch of data for them. They've basically taken the hotornot.com model, which is totally trivial, and used it to generate a map of Britain's scenicness.
So, pretty successful. Did you have a hand in that?
No. I wasn't involved in that. But it's just an example of the kind of stuff that you can do.
What have you done?
Right now, I'm developing an interactive product on class for BBC Current Affairs, social class.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be through a series of quizzes and games, sort of what class are you, and does the old class system really still make sense? You know, lower working class, middle class, upper class, is the queen still at the top of the hierarchy? Does that really make sense?
Wow.
You see? So we're trying.
Yeah, it's going to upset a few people, I imagine.
Well, you know, good journalism does.
Broaden some horizons.
Hopefully. But that's what good journalism does, right? It sort of turns things upside down, looks under the rocks where you're not supposed to look.
Definitely. No, it sounds really exciting. Which turtles are you taking part in here?
I'm taking part in the Future of Journalism, this one here, and also hopefully in the Games Create.
Future of journalism. Is that where we're sat now? Is that upstairs?
Media journalism.
No. I think I'm actually future of journalism, so I'm in the wrong place. Thanks for pointing that out to me. I think it might be upstairs. But so what is... Well, you won't necessarily know what the future of journalism is, or do you?
I think I know what one aspect of its future is. And I think that we're going to see a lot more video games as journalism. You know, television wasn't taken seriously as a medium for serious purposes at the beginning either. And it took a while for people to realize, hey, you can actually do serious things with video and get, you know, good points across. Video games are exactly the same. You know,
but how do we get fact across in a game? How you know, there I am playing my first-person shooter, tearing across some Middle Eastern country in a Jeep. Lots of screams, lots of blood. How am I going to extract real-life journalistic fact from this experience?
Okay, I'll give you an example. Britain is on the edge of losing a lot of power production capacity. There's a whole generation of power plants is going offline now because they've reached the end of their operational lifetime. We've got climate change obligations. Maybe we don't want to buy all of our natural gas from Russia. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's coming to play, right?
I see. So we're thinking more risk here, more long-form, politically...
Well, imagine a video game which is like, you know, SimCity Civilization. Really well, good-selling games, right? But based on real data about the actual power-generating capacity in the UK, right? And it's your job to take the UK through the next 50 years and make sure that we've got enough power to run our, like, 40-inch plasma TVs, right? Suddenly you start having to make decisions that make you understand why not in my backyard is such a big problem for some people, while it's obviously the lifeblood of others. You know, you have to make strategic decisions. Do we want to go nuclear? Can we make enough wind power? Right? You learn about things in a way that you never would otherwise by getting involved. You know, there's this old saying, tell me and I'll forget, show me, maybe I'll remember, involve me and I'll understand. Well, that's what you can do with a video game, if you make it, right?
Fantastic. Gaming as the future of journalism. I'm learning. I haven't even sat down for 2 minutes. Thanks very much, Philip.
Anytime.